Well, good evening, good weekend to you. This is David Band with Sooner Politics. Welcome to Weekend Report. Let's get right in what's going on for this first weekend of February 2019. We're talking about a national news story tonight, just because I think it's an important topic. The sadistic Governor Northam, Ralph Northam, Governor of Virginia. He really stepped in at this earlier this week. When his testimony became public about how abortions could happen at the time of natural birth. He went even further. He discussed what options we might have even after a baby is born alive, because in Governor Northam's world, it still doesn't mean that baby gets to live or get any kind of help. He still believes it's up to a mother, not a father, a mother, whether that child lives. This is a sick man. Yes, he has a medical degree. Yes, he's wearing a lab coat to let you know that he knows what he's talking about, and you and I are supposed to succumb to his superior wisdom and knowledge. You know, medical school, a lot of people think that there's actually a course where they teach them how to have a God complex. Now, I know there's a lot of good doctors who do not behave that way. But then there's Governor Ralph Northam. Well, many of us on the right and right to life advocates, really from all ends of the spectrum, really had a problem with that this week. And then something happened that offended the intersectionalist left. That's right, Governor Northam evidently has a past, don't you know? And like most of us who have things that, yeah, probably we wouldn't do today that we did 30, 40 years ago, that applies to Governor Northam. Well, seems like he pulled a few pranks back in his high school and college days. And one of them came to light because they made it into the yearbook. Well, I'm not going to jump onto the bandwagon of saying, oh, because this man wore blackface or because he dressed in a costume that some people find offensive, that because of that, he should somehow no longer have a part in public life. I'm not going to pile on to the latest reason for Governor Northam's expulsion rage. He does disgust me for his barbaric view of human life. His teen antics are not what decent human beings should be most outraged about. No, he should never have been given political power while having such a low regard for innocent human life. His scalpel is deadly. His grease paint is not. He's disgusting on many fronts, but our outrage should focus on his deadly views and his deadly advocacy. And now this, we'll be back with page 2.